guns in the troops' hands. We're following an officer's commands. Who fired on the crowd? Who were afraid to die, but still unbowed, standing up against a war of genocide? How many lives destroyed or lost forever since that day when they gunned your sister down on the 4th of May? As you make your journey with Allison's ghost from your home that she brought you to on the West Coast, what if the soldiers were not sent? For the rest of us, what would that have meant? What victories might we have won? Were it not for all those cops and soldiers with their guns? If we hadn't just come so far, judges of the world's courts, I know you'll be telling them how so little has changed till now. The mayors of Portland, Kenosha, and Chicago call us the same things as 50 years ago. Boys are encouraged to run us down, all the while it's the anarchists they say they want in jail, they want on trial.
How many lives destroyed or lost forever since that day when they gunned your sister down on the floor?